part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
So glad you're with us live from New York every Saturday night. It's not Saturday Night Live. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. And tonight, Stephen Baldwin, the other half of Baldwin McCullough, happens to not be here live. He's in Macau, China. I think that's how you say it. I'm not even sure if that's how you say it. M-A-C-A-U, Macau? It kind of sounds like it would what it would be, I guess. But nonetheless, he is there. Sitting ringside at something. What do you sit at ringside for? What do you do ringside? So he's there. He was dropping names too. In fact, I should read you the text. I don't have it. He was like a half hour before the show. Oh, dude, you won't believe it. Like David, who's the soccer player? Beckham. David Beckham sitting right next to me, and Paris Hilton sitting on the other side. And I'm like, wow. That's awesome, dude. Cool. So, not being overly impressed with who was sitting with him at this ringside event. interestingly enough, there's a lot of pugilism that's going on in that event tonight, too. We also happen to be talking about that activity in the subject of what we're talking about. But in that situation, you got two guys that know that the other guy is trying to hit them. See, when you're in the ring and you got gloves on and they're taking swipes at your head, if you get hit, that's your fault. But I don't think that you should be an innocent woman walking down the street, a baby in one hand, grocery bags in the other, and get one of these sucker punches out of the blue. And here's the thing that kind of drives me nuts, and it drives me more than just a little bit nuts. I see what they're doing in this game called Knockout, and I picture my defenseless wife running an errand in the city and being the victim of this. And I cannot contain the rage that comes to my heart when I think about the possibility of that happening. So when I read this week that one of these knockout victims, intended victims, turned around and shot the guy twice, and he went to the hospital, and I'm sure that there's going to be some activists coming. I'm sure Jesse and Reverend Al and a whole bunch of people are going to be coming out going, hey, it's racist to shoot these black kids. They can't help that they come from fatherless households. What they should be doing is lining these boys up against the wall, paddling their behind and saying, this is not how men act. We'll see. We'll see if we get any of that. We'll get into civil rights leadership. Let's see how much they lead in this current circumstance. By the way, just for a matter of record, I haven't heard Jesse or Al say anything about the fact that all of the perpetrators of this crime to date have been young African-American males. I haven't heard anything about it. 888-340-3373. Baldwin McCullough is grateful for the support of our affiliates all over the place. 330 terrific terrestrial radio stations from Orlando, Florida to Fairbanks, Alaska, from San Diego, California, right here to New York City and everywhere in between. But we've also got continent coverage with Sirius XM up into Canada, down into Mexico, and of course across the Continental 48. And then we're thankful for two television networks that have supported us and said, hey, we appreciate what you're doing, guys. And let's talk to someone watching one of those. Dave is in Arlington, Texas on line two. Dave, line two, Arlington, Texas, watching the UAN. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough. Glad you're with us.
Oh, thanks a lot, Kevin. It's nice to be here.
Sure thing. Your thought on this?
There was a report a while back, I think it was a month ago, where there was an 80-year-old veteran who was attacked by two young black males that were out on a day playing knockout, and actually killed the old man. and
he died from his out. He died as a result of his injuries.
Yeah, actually getting hit and falling, it killed the old man. And they found out, they got the two kids that did it and locked them up. And you know, it never hit the news. It never went out. It was almost like a cover up. And
how did you find out about it?
I found out about it on MichaelSavage.com.
Okay.
He ran an article on it. And the White Area Nation came out and said that they're going to put a $10,000 bounty on these two kids. And so they're keeping them locked up now, almost permanently for a while, because of that threat. And they're almost kind of playing the victim. But the fact is, you know, there's... Everybody's looking behind their backs now. There seems in this country, you know, everybody's unsure. It's not really a hate, but there's just so much going on. Everybody's looking behind their back. They're unsure. It's just you don't feel safe anymore, you know. So as far as concealed handgun license, I would say everybody that can get one, get one.
Yeah.
That's the society we live in. If we're going to live in a thuggish, uncivilized society, well, you got to prepare yourself.
It's the Wild West. You're absolutely right. Thanks, David, for the call. Here's the thing. I don't think that the large concentration of knockout victims are occurring in concealed carry states. I could be wrong. I'm having Jackie look up some statistics to see if we can figure out how many people have died as a result of the game nationwide. But I think most of the victims have been in very tightly gun-controlled areas. New York City, the metro here in New York City has had a ton of them. I know Philly has had a lot of cases. I think that in some of the places where the concealed carry laws are, I don't think they've had as many. And if a few more of these guys get shot while trying to do this, I think that'll put a permanent end to it. I don't think anybody's thinking this game is so much fun to play that it's worth taking a bullet for. 888-340-3373. Someone watching the companion television network that this broadcast is carried on, Biz TV, watching in Slidell, Louisiana tonight, is Brad, line one. Hi, Brad. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hey, yeah, I'm just north of New Orleans, and, you know, I have a pregnant wife with two children already, and I believe that if some random thug is going to come up and hit my wife, I believe she has all the right in the world to shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up as a fighter myself, and this knockout game is really nothing new. When I grew up, there was the jumping to initiate into gangs. And jumping was very common in order to get into gangs. I grew up as a fighter myself, and I would love for one of these guys to try that knockout game on me.
But they're not picking people like you, Brad. That's the whole point. And this is where I think it betrays really that it's not anything that it is intending to try to create. These kids are sitting around in their gang caves, and they're talking about how they're going to get street cred if they get so many points on knockout. And so there's this idea that this is going to make them more valuable to the gang. But what is valuable about being able to hit innocent women when they're not looking? That's about the least manly thing that can be done in life, to hit an innocent woman. They're not going down to the bar and knocking guys out that are, you know, coming out from an evening of drinking. They're not hitting guys up leaving the football games. They're not going where they're going to be challenged at all.
I agree completely, and that is so cowardice to hit a woman from behind the back or an elderly man that is unsuspecting. I agree that if a woman or an elderly man is being attacked, they have all the right in the world to shoot that person.
Yep.
Because it's a basic human right to protect yourself, whether you're going to be robbed or not, to protect your own life and your fear of safety.
Absolutely. Brad, when is your wife due?
January 17th.
Well, best wishes on that, and call us back in February and let us know what you had.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for being here. Baldwin McCullough Live. Television, radio, satellite, we're everywhere each Saturday night. Except Baldwin's in Macau, China tonight. Go figure. We don't have any cameras there. Sorry. But let's take one more call before the next break. Or are we up against the break? Ruth in Lexington, hold on. I see you. I see you patiently waiting. We're going to get to you, I promise. But I don't have enough time to really let you make the full statement that you probably want to. So right now what we can see, according to what Jackie has uncovered, our intrepid researcher, is that a minimum of 6 deaths have occurred, according to her source, about this game thus far. There are probably more. We just don't have the record of them just yet, so we're looking. But anyway, Kevin McCullough in for Baldwin and McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night. And if you want to stay in touch with me during the week, the Facebook page is facebook.com/KMC01, facebook.com/KMC01. And we're coming right back on Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday.
Some things you can't. And recently, I discovered one thing I could take control of, and that was my health. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. The good news is it doesn't matter where you are in life. If you want to stay in the game, you have to stay healthy. Nothing you accomplish is worth a dime if you're run down, tired, or worse yet, not even around to enjoy it. So I want you to join me at livehealthywithkevin.com today and experience what thousands of others are beginning to learn. From weight loss to better health, an abundance of newfound energy, or even restorative sleep, feeling great is what makes life better. And right now, Healthy for Life University is offering you the same starter pack that I did. Buy one, get one free. This is risk-free. You get 30 days to get your money back on it even. 800-995-2069. 1-800-995-2069. In less than 30 days, I saw amazing results with these supplements, and I want you to check them out. LiveHealthyWithKevin.com. That's LiveHealthyWithKevin.com. 800-995-2069. That's 800-995-2069.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years, plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We'll be right back.
live from New York. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're grateful that you're with us each Saturday night. Stephen Baldwin away on assignment this week in Macau, China. Ah, very good. Kevin McCullough is manning the post for both of us, but you're really playing much more of a bigger role in that than I am, because your calls are driving the discussion. We're talking about this horrific trend of this game being played called Knockout, where the players try to punch and knock out strangers on the street, unsuspecting, and watch them fall with no reaction whatsoever. It got a little dicey in Lansing, Michigan this last week, because one person that tried it ended up getting shot by the person he tried to knock out. And at the end of the day, said it was a lesson learned. The person that had the gun, a .40 caliber, actually was legally licensed to conceal carry. So the guy had no idea that he had the gun on him. The question is, should we have more of those concealed carries and shoot some of these guys? I hesitate to ever say that somebody should be shot. But these people are attacking innocent women, sometimes older, older men that are unsuspecting and by themselves, and it's a cowardly set of actions. We've confirmed, according to Fox News at least, that seven people have died because of being knocked out, according to this game. It has not been a good situation. More on that in just a second. But first, I want to remind you, and we are moving into the time of year when this is going to be really important. You may have heard us over the last couple of months talk about the fact that Stephen and I both strongly believe that one of the purposes of our little media company and our broadcast should be about helping others. And when there were 4,000 hours left in the year, we rolled out a campaign called 4,000 and 4,000, basically trying to feed 4,000 orphans in the final 4,000 hours of 2013 for the year of 2014. A one-time gift of $92 will feed one of these children for an entire year. And Stephen and I have both been involved intricately with all the partners that we are working with in this endeavor. Several other talk shows, Danny Johnson, Steve Dace, are joining the cause with us, but also great organizations like King's Ransom Foundation and Food for Orphans. Friends, 25 cents will feed a child for a day. And we're asking everyone watching, will you feed one, or listening, will you feed one child for the coming year? Here's where you go to do it. It's completely safe. DoMuchGood.com. It takes about 30 seconds to make your donation. 4,000 kids are in need that we've been told about, that we know we can help, and we'd like to help all 4,000 of them. The good news is about 1,000 of them have been fed already. So between now and the end of the year, we would like to see the rest of those 3,000 matched. And here's kind of an added incentive. We've been told that every child that you donate to or sponsor tonight, $92 to cover the year of 2014, will be matched dollar for dollar by one donor from the San Antonio area in Texas. We were alerted to this last week. So if you could sponsor 10 kids at $920, that's going to turn into 20 children that get food for the coming year. But here's the thing. These aren't going to just poor kids. These are going to orphans. Orphans are kids that have no resources, no government to back them up, no parents to help them, no relatives. We're working through local churches in the countries that we're servicing. Pastors in those areas know where these kids live. They know how much need they have. And we're helping the neediest of the needy. We're going to be doing this through the end of the year. So would you consider helping us? And tonight, every person that does will be matched dollar for dollar. The phone number is 888-242-0069 to help the children. 888-242-0069. Or you can go to DoMuchGood.com. DoMuchGood.com. Give a $92 gift, and you will feed a child for the entire year of 2014. Pretty cool when you think about how far that goes. DoMuchGood.com or 888-242-0069. DoMuchGood.com. All right, back to our subject. Here's the best way to understand what's going on. Well, and my video didn't queue up, so let me just run through the facts again. These kids are walking up to unsuspecting people, whacking them in the head, hoping that they fall down and that they're knocked out. And if they are, then they get a point. Good for them. This last week, somebody shot one of the kids that was doing this. Here's some additional uncomfortable information.
100% of the perpetrators that have been caught or videotaped while doing it have all been African American so far. I don't think that that you can interpret what I just said as racist. It shouldn't be. But there's a significant problem there, and civil rights leaders that yell and scream about all kinds of things happening all the time are silent on this. They're hitting mostly Jewish people in the New York area. They're hitting unsuspecting white women and older people. These are the vast majority of the people. The one guy that they went after in Lansing, Michigan, turned around and shot him. So your thoughts. Let's go to line two. Ruth is in Lexington, North Carolina, listening to WTRU, I believe. Ruth, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough of Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for your call.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there's a couple of points. The first thing is that as long as our gun laws are what they are, whether or not any of us disagree with them or agree with them, the fact is, if you have a permit to carry a concealed weapon, you have the right, if something like that just happened to you, to shoot somebody. So I don't really see, you know, if anybody thinks that's wrong, then they should protest what our laws are. That's just the way it is. And the second thing I'd like to say is I recently watched a show on 60 Minutes Australia that talked about the exact same thing happening in Australia to a young man in his 20s. And he was white, and so was the young man who killed him, because he did die. And I think that it's a big mistake to focus on whether or not someone is black or white or whatever they may be. The bottom line is they're breaking the law, and they need to be punished the way that they should be according to the laws of our country.
Ruth, here's why it's important to mention it. If people are listening and they live in a congested urban area and they are walking down a street by themselves and there is a group of young black male teens, knowing that all of the perpetrators of this game have been such, might give that person a little more reason to be on the lookout while they are walking past one another. It is of every bit of relevance in this country. In Australia, if kids are doing it, it's going to be mostly white on white. They don't have a lot of other whatevers down there. But here, it matters greatly. If you and I've seen the videotape again and again. Every single one of these security cams that have captured these attacks, a lot of them have been groups of black teens walking together. One pops out, pops the guy, and then they all walk off. And they walk off like nothing happened. They walk off giggling, laughing. Hey, did you see how she went down? I mean, it is really disturbing how conscience-free these kids are.
Right, and I completely agree with you. I just think that what this does is that it makes things happen like what often happens to black people, young people, when they go into stores and everybody's following them around because they now have the word that young black people or black people in general steal in stores. I just think that we need to stop focusing so much attention. And I understand what you're saying as far as...
All right, we're just going to have to agree to disagree on that one. Thank you for calling, though. It's Kevin McCullough in for Baldwin and McCullough. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiasts with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
8255.
From New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're taking your calls on the issue of the game knockout that is knocking people out and killing them in seven cases so far across the U.S. Kevin McCullough in for both Stephen Baldwin and myself tonight. Stephen's on assignment. But I wanted you to have a complete picture of what we're dealing with, and that's why I thought it would be helpful for you to see how one city dealt with it. This is how Channel 2, CBS 2 in New York, did.
Punched, smacked, knocked unconscious to the ground out of nowhere by a stranger. Could you be the next target for this sick game?
Good evening, I'm Christine Johnson.
And I'm Maurice Dubois. It is called the Knockout Game. CBS 2's Dave Carlin has new information on how the NYPD is taking action.
Teenagers are jumping on a brutal bandwagon knockout. Videos from New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania getting hit after hit on social media, showing hit after hit on innocent victims. Here is a 50-year-old school teacher punched with so little warning there wasn't any time to brace or break this fall. Now in Brooklyn, the latest victim to come forward is the 78-year-old mother of this woman who's too afraid to show her face on camera.
My family is very frightened.
The attack on her mother in the middle of the day in Midwood left a huge knot on the back of her head. None of her belongings were even touched.
She had her purse and she had bags from department stores. Nothing was even, there was not even an attempt to take anything from her. This was simply a wanton act to hurt another human being.
Her mother did not need to go to the hospital. In that sense, she was lucky. In Hoboken in September, these three teens seen in this video were arrested and charged with attacking 46-year-old Ralph Santiago. His head slammed into this fence with such force it killed him. Since October, there have been four attacks in Crown Heights. In this video, an Israeli man is surrounded. The picture is fuzzy, but you can tell he is getting punched, but not robbed. State Assemblyman Dov Hyken points out every victim in Brooklyn has this one thing in common.
It happens to be a Jew in each and every case.
We just learned police will take these ugly videos to city schools and lecture teens on the serious consequences. But Hyken and fearful members of the community want much more than that.
I'm for people being arrested. That would be the best education in the world.
Give a message for them.
How would you feel if this was happening to you or to a member of your family? If you don't like it to happen.
Police will visit 15 schools in Brooklyn to teach teens about the dangers of this so-called knockout game.
All right, so as long as the police are going to visit the schools and tell the kids it's a really bad thing to do, that should solve it, right? Show these videos. Show the videos to the kids that are doing it and everybody else sitting in their classrooms, how cool they look while they're doing it. That's going to work, right? Just, you know, scare them a little in the schools. I like the guy in Michigan's idea better. Shoot him. Is that too much? 888-340-3373. These are mostly teens. They can be rehabilitated, right? I mean, we should be able to think that this is just youthful exuberance and stupidity that's getting a little too far-fetched. Or is it? See, I've said this for a long time, but until we start growing better people, we're not going to have a better nation. And this is not evidence of growing anything good by way of people. 888-340-3373. Should we shoot the people playing knockout to end the knockout phenomenon? 888-340-3373. Should we start illegally carrying guns? See, in states where you have legal concealed carry, they're probably going to have lower rates of this already. What about those of us in other parts of the country that don't have laws that allow concealed carry? Should people be allowed to carry concealed? So that if one of these thugs attacks them, they're not left defenseless. 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on that? 888-340-3373. Let's go to line 3, Bakersfield, California. Robert is listening by way of SiriusXM. Hey, Robert, welcome. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you.
How are you doing?
Good.
Well, I've listened to it. Wow. Well, I just left me speechless. And you know, you get some of these people that they're going to be carrying guns, and even though they're not registered to carry guns, and just for the protection, and in the long run, they're going to use it, and they're the ones that's going to get prosecuted in the long run, if they do use it, and even though they're holding it just to protect themselves, because they're scared. You can use mace.
Well, I don't, okay, yeah. We could use nightclubs. You know, we could have, you know, billy clubs at our side. We could do any number of things. I don't think that would scare any of the kids that are playing the game, though.
No, it's not a game.
No, it's not. Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Let's go to, well, how much time do we have? We're 10 seconds away. Okay, Lance in Maryland, you hold on. We're going to get to you. Coming right back, Baldwin McCullough. Our phone number, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
On November 22nd, Echo Light Studios presents The Christmas Candle, the first major motion picture based on a book by best-selling author Max Lucado. When Minister David Richmond arrives in the quaint English countryside village of Gladbury, he's confronted with a curious legend.
Welcome to Gladbury, home of the Christmas Candle.
And townspeople desperately in need of their own personal miracle.
Their hopes wrapped up in one candle.
But at Christmas, sometimes all it takes is a little faith to see the light.
Your doubts don't trouble me, Reverend. On the contrary, they inspire my faith.
Movie Guide calls The Christmas Candle a heartwarming, wonderfully entertaining movie event.
I hope to give everyone a little light this Christmas.
Starring Hans Matheson, Samantha Barks, and introducing Susan Boyle in her film debut.
Happy Christmas, after all.
The Christmas Candle, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. More information at thechristmascandlemovie.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your leaf's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Christmas Eve is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Oh, now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made Privacy Case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case. Because there is a case for privacy.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected. Stop collections and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
.com today.
So glad you're with us. Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night on 300-plus radio stations, Sirius XM, the UAN, and Biz Television. We are just everywhere on Saturdays, and glad to be so. Glad to take your call as well. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The B-roll shots you're seeing tonight to and from, that's Times Square, and man, is it busy for that week before Thanksgiving, which then turns into the Christmas season. By this time a week from now, yes, you'll hear Christmas music being played, all kinds of stuff going on. It's that time of year. But here we are, and we're talking about something that has sadly become all too prevalent, a dangerous reality in our world, and that is that these thugs are playing knockout and they're killing people. Seven people have died. They are mostly picking on people that are largely defenseless. And unfortunately, the perpetrators are almost exclusively African-American males to date. How do you solve this problem? In Lansing, Michigan, a concealed carry weapons owner shot the kid that tried to do him. And that kid said he learned a valuable lesson. Is there a grain of truth in that little circumstance that we should be replicating in other places across the country to bring an end to this stupid game? Let's go to line one. Lance is in Silver Spring, Maryland, listening to WRC AM 1260. Lance, we're glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here.
Hey, Kevin. You're doing a great show.
Thank you.
For bringing this to light, unlike the mass media, which won, of course.
Yeah, well, it's very in the tunnel of, oh, how terrible it is, but they don't ever offer solutions for anything.
Right, or they won't mention race whatsoever. They'll say a bunch of teens, of course, because this is, or, you know, urban youth, et cetera.
Right.
We all know the truth, and we need to start saying the truth to each other, as you are. I'd like to put in that it is time for whites to start organizing. I'm not talking about for violence. I'm talking about organizing like the other races are encouraged to do and do for themselves. You know, for decades, we've been browbeaten and brainwashed into thinking that somehow coming together for your own interests is, you know, a bad, horrible, unnatural act, when, of course, there could be nothing more natural, you know. And especially now when you're faced with these existential crises, you need to start thinking about those things. So white people need to start organizing. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, radical, strange weirdos, you know. I'm talking about the average person needs to come together, reach out to their brother, you know, race is an extended family.
Lance, here's the thing. But here's the thing. I would say exactly the opposite. This game isn't demonstration that whites need to organize. This is a demonstration that all races of every stripe, including African Americans, should be denouncing the kids that are doing it, and we should all be seeking to punish them. Whether you're black, white, Latino, Asian, Jew, it doesn't matter. These kids are thugs. They need to be dealt with the way thugs should be dealt with, and if they're not going to reform, they should be taken out of the population, either in the prison system or in whatever way is necessary. But the issue here, I think exactly the opposite of what you're saying is really the key, and that is to get everyone across the board to say, we're not going to accept this.
Yes, that may be true, but if we have no voice, you see, how can we bring it to the fore?
I'm not worried about that.
You're one person.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about it. And I don't think that all races organize to the degree that African Americans do. I know Latinos do it slightly, but
you need to go to Stormfront.
But if you organize whites, then all you do is invite comparisons to the Aryan nation, and that doesn't serve any purpose.
So be it now. You know,
No. Clearly not so be it. I don't want to be compared to them.
Well, you know, if you're not willing to be compared to them, then be willing to be killed in the street like a dog.
No, I don't.
It's time
okay.
To stand
thank,
up for
thank you. Thank you, Lance. Appreciate the call. No. I don't have to not want to be Aryan Nation to not want to be killed. Lance, it's not even logical. Human beings are human beings. I'm not saying that black thugs are carrying this out to make a point about hurting black teens. But the fact that statistically it is all black young men doing it serves a society a purpose to understand. And what the understanding should be is that if you're a leader in the black community in your area of the country, you need to be denouncing this in the harshest and strictest way possible. You need to be self-insuring that your young men aren't involved. And everybody else has the right to defend themselves. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's not so that, you know. And besides, you get a bunch of whites together and they start arguing about lineage. I mean, really, do you want to have the Scots arguing with the Irish all over again? Like, who's really more, you know, the proper inheritor of Britain? I don't care. I probably got a lot of blood in me that comes from a whole bunch of different places. I wouldn't even begin to know where we should, if we're going to do it all. That doesn't make any sense. And I don't deserve to die in the street like a dog if I don't want to be compared to the Aryan nation. I deserve to be treated like a human being, as do you, as do the people that are involved in these crimes, and they deserve to go to jail. If they cause a death, they deserve to be tried for murder. Let's go to line two. Chris is in Layton, Utah, on AM 820 there. Chris, thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough, glad to take your call.
Hey, thank you very much.
Hey, can you turn your radio down for me there, Chris?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Hey, I just think that what happened is very tragic, and I think that the people involved should be punished and all the legal action should be taken place. But in reality, if you think about it,
only the gospel of Jesus Christ is what changes people. And I think the church as a whole has failed in reaching out to the community and going out and sharing the gospel. Because I know for myself, the person that I used to be, the filthy, wretched sinner that I used to be, the only thing that changed my heart was Jesus Christ and his gospel that's proclaimed in the Bible.
Chris, you just heard me say before the last commercial break, we're not going to get a better nation until we start growing better people. And exactly, the gospel is the only thing that will make someone better from their naturally sinful state. I agree with you on that. But from a practical standpoint, let me clarify. You're not saying that when the thug comes up and knocks you down and you're sitting there with your brain swimming inside your skull, that's the point that you start bringing out the gospel of John.
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the church needs to be more active.
As a whole, proactive.
As a preventive thing.
That part I agree with, Chris. Thank you for the call. And we've got two phone lines open and only a few minutes left, friend. So if you want to get on the conversation, I would love to have you. We've got Jeffrey in Dallas. We're going to go to him next, watching Channel 47, the UA in there. But that'll be right after this next break. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Two phone lines available. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
You do understand, don't you, that ignorance leads to destruction? The lack of knowledge can in fact be the single worst ingredient in a bad economy and in financial uncertainty. And one voice that's cutting through that financial confusion with absolute clarity is my friend Dr. Kirk Elliott, PhD. A trusted name in our household, he's America's financial doctor, literally, with his PhD in economics and world currencies. And Kirk Elliott is now offering, for a limited time, a brand new 5-video course that teaches you everything you need to know about surviving the rocky waters of the current economic challenge. And the best part, this 5-part video series, which retails at over $279, will be sent to you for free. Call or text immediately to get your complimentary copy of this series. The Financial Mastery Series is nearly 5 hours in length. So text Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938. That's Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938. Or call 866-211-8986. That's Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need. For beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
TooMuchGood.com.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and congratulations, you are listening to the most heard nationally syndicated weekend broadcast in the country.
And we are grateful for every bit of support that our affiliates and different partners do in bringing that to you. Biz Television, the UAN, 330 great radio stations coast to coast, and Sirius XM, all part of that family. And we're grateful for every one of them. Now, we've been talking tonight about the phenomenon known as knockout. The media calls it a game. The thugs that play it actually keep score. And it is a violent danger to people that walk in the United States. It is now spreading to nearly every city and nearly every state. But what should we do in response to it? In Lansing, Michigan, a man pulled a gun and shot the teen twice. Later, the teen said, after he'd been given a year in prison, said that being shot was a lesson learned. Should we have more concealed carry and more shooting of these youngsters when they try this? 888-340-3373 is my number. Let's go to the UAN viewer from Dallas, Texas. Jeffrey is there watching Channel 47. Hi, Jeffrey. Welcome. You're on with Calvin McCullough. Glad you're with us.
How you doing, Colonel?
Good.
Okay, I am destroyed about this, sir. That doesn't make any sense, excuse me, for them young men to go around doing something like that. What the law should do is get them videotaped, find each and every one of them, and lock them up for the rest of their life. You know, carrying guns, shooting them, it's not going to work. And maybe that...
It worked in Michigan. Jeffrey, it worked in Michigan. The kid said that he learned his lesson.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm talking about the young guy that's doing the knockout.
That's the young guy that was doing the knockout. He missed. He tried to take someone out and he missed, and the guy shot him. And he said that was a lesson learned. I should not have been playing that game.
Okay. So how they arrested any other?
Oh, yeah, they've arrested some in different cases. And there is a lot of video footage. Thank you for the call, Jeffrey. There's a lot of security cameras everywhere now, so people that don't think they've been caught on video actually end up doing it. Cleve, listening on Long Island here in New York. Hi, Cleve, welcome. What's your thought? Final thought.
Yeah, hi, Kevin. First of all, I agree with the fact that something should be done. You know, I have a problem with the way the media is presenting this. They're presenting it that this is a game. They should be saying this is a violent crime, and action should be taken. You know, when the
well in New York, what they want to do is they want to send the police to the high schools and talk about what a horrible thing it is to do this.
They already know it's a horrible thing. I think they should allow the police to do what they do best, and I also think that they should stop. The media should stop saying it's a game because it is a violent crime. And that's the way they should present it.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Cleve, thank you for the call. We're out of time. You are our final caller tonight. I'm Calvin McCullough. We'll see you next Saturday with Stephen Baldwin right here on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
To wealth.